That's an interesting question. I don't know what they mean by first real deal. A deal is a deal. And most fake deals are just simply... Alright, what's going on? This is Ola coming to you live from my Empire Pro Studios. I have a question here today that we should answer in a few minutes, okay? So it goes, how long does it take for someone to get their first real deal? That's an interesting question. I don't know what they mean by first real deal. A deal is a deal. And most fake deals are just simply just not deals, right? So I don't know what he means by... he or she means by get the first real deal. But I have a quote here that I posted that I typed. And before I dive into a little bit more details, it says how soon to get first deal. Okay, so the person, okay. It depends on how much impression you are generating in your marketing. And I'm gonna stress on that in a second. Just wait for it. It's different for everyone, and gurus will throw numbers at you from their ass. If you keep asking that question. And here's what I mean, okay? You know, let me tell you a quick story. I went to one of these investor meetings here in New Jersey. I think it was probably 2 years ago or something like that. And a lady was there, and you know, she was asking a lot of newbie questions, which there's nothing wrong with. Sometimes you have to get through that, ask all the possible questions. Like, for example, if you have questions about real estate wholesaling, post them in the comment box below, and I try to create video for every question that I get, either by email. Most of them come by email to me, or by comment right below this video, by comment on Facebook, on the group. Make sure you join our group page as well too. You can search for Smart Real Estate Wholesaling on Facebook. It should come up, and join, request to join the group. But if you ask a question, I'll answer. So there's something wrong with question, but she was asking a question about, she said she was driving by and she saw a house, and the house is so beautiful, and she felt like it would be a really good deal, but she has no idea how to find the owner of the property. And I'm like, wow. And if you thought I just got very dramatic, she was about 100 times a lot more dramatic in how she asked that question. And, I thought the question was going, it just seemed like it was going to somewhere a little bit more intermediate in skill, in real estate wholesaling skill set, or even close to advanced. But she just like, I don't know how to find the owner. I'm like, oh my God. Now, you know, first, there's a lot of stuff wrong with that, okay? And how is this related to this question? Again, you say, how long does it take to find the first deal, right? Well, it depends on how long it takes you to get through your learning curve. That's number one. Because everyone's learning curve is going to be different when it comes to this game. This game is very simple. You find a seller, you find a buyer, and you make a match made in heaven. And how do you find a seller? Why would a seller want to give you their house? They are distressed. They're motivated because the property is distressed. The ownership is distressed. They don't want a part of that property anymore. It's become a liability for them. So they called you, and you got there. You put it under contract. You found a buyer that's looking for a property that they can add value to and put it back on the market to sell. Sometimes put it back on the market to rent old, and this all this different marketing exit strategies, okay, exist. This is wholesaling, very simply, right? So now in the game of entrepreneurship, you need volume, you need momentum, okay? You need volume, you need momentum, you need speed, okay? So I am not mad at somebody asking, how long is it going to take to close my first deal? That's a very viable and real deal question to ask. And most gurus will not answer, will not answer that question, will not do justice to that question. And a lot of them will sometimes pull number out of their ass, okay? So that's the same day, I was like, this lady, well, she got to go through a learning curve, she got to go through a course again, realize that she's, this game is 100% marketing. It's not about the houses. The houses are just the product, okay? We're going to talk about that later. The houses just happen to be the product. That's one P of the three Ps, okay? But the game, how to win in the game as a real estate wholesaler, comes down to you becoming a 100% marketer. Becoming 100% marketing in your brain. Becoming 100% marketing. Always knowing marketing. See how I repeat myself? Redundant, yes. Pounding your messages until it hits the right ears, because that's what it's about. You know, and for every 1,000 ears that you hit, only 10% of that, 100, has a chance of becoming a deal. Okay, so what does that mean? It's a numbers game. It means you have to reach a lot of people, a lot of ears, a lot of eyes, right? A lot of body senses, whatever people use to receive your marketing message, because it's about the three M's too, right? Market, message, media, right? So the media is basically you watching me over a phone, a computer right now, right? And message, your marketing message, we buy houses, that's your message. You need that to reach as many people as possible. That's called the market. It's called that's why they call it marketing. That's the three M's. And clearly, she did not get that. She's stuck on beautiful home. She's emotionally attached to her home already, right? Even some people think, oh, because it's an ugly house, I'm not attached yet. No. You could be attached to ugly houses because you're stuck on one and you are basically spending your time on one and looking for that person. What you need is a way to find multiple sellers, okay? And a way to reach multiple sellers with your message, so you can pre-filter for those that are motivated for your kind of offer, which shouldn't be no more than 70% of the after repair value, right? You're trying to reach a lot of people, because for every 1,000 people you reach, only 100, 10% has a chance, okay? Has a chance of being qualified for your services. Your services is what you help people get rid of unwanted properties. That's your services as a real estate wholesaler, okay? That's it. It's really it depends on how you word things sometimes that make it a lot more clearer to you, okay? So how long does it take you to find your first deal? Start doing the math. How many people are you reaching? And that's what I mean when I say it depends on how much impressions you're getting, okay? How many thousands of people are seeing your marketing message per week, per month? How many people are seeing that? If you cannot answer that question, it's little to no wonder why you may not be closing any deals yet, okay? Some people say, no, I drove for dollars for the first day and I found my first deal. Awesome. It's not going to be like that for everyone else. For 99% of everybody else, it's not going to be like that. You got lucky, okay? If you don't think I got lucky, try it a second time. Let's see how long it takes you to find your first deal, okay? Some of you have been driving for dollars for the longest and you haven't found your first deal. If you're one of those people, say me, okay? So again, it comes down to, yes, there's a part of, there's some luck in the game, okay? But when you call it luck, it's because it's less than 0.0001% of the time. That means the odds are against you. That's what it means. So how do you put the odds in your favor? By creating a lot more impressions, by creating a lot more visibility in the marketplace for your marketing message. Does that make sense? That's how you create a lot more exposure, because exposure is everything in the marketing game, and real estate wholesaling is 100% marketing. No. It's not about anything else. It's not about how creative you are. What is getting creative with one deal or zero deals or zero leads? Let's talk about leads, okay? Because only leads turn to deals, okay? What I just said is that you need 1,000 exposure to get 100 people to even become exposed, to say, listen, my attention has been caught by this message, right? And then another 10% of that means 10 can become leads, right? And not all leads become deals. Maybe one of good quality leads will become a deal, right? So do your numbers, right? That's how long it's going to take you. So it all depends on the quality of your exposure too, right? If you're very good at cold calling and the rejections doesn't affect you, you're one out of every 10,000 people that rejections doesn't affect, just keep pounding the phone calls. Just keep going, because all of these strategies, as long as you can be consistent, you're going to win. If you start knocking on doors, maybe after the $100,000 you find a deal, maybe you got lucky on your first door you knocked on, you find a deal. Either way, it works. The question hasn't been if it works or not. The question has been, is it the most effective, most efficient way for you to spend your time and your money and your resources on marketing? Probably not. Okay? So we talked about that on another video and how I prefer Facebook marketing, because you can clearly see impressions. You can see if clicks are coming in. You can tweak that. You can tweak your marketing message to get a lot more clicks and things like that. You know, you can do that for as low as $5 per day on the internet, on Facebook, right? That's something that we teach here extensively. Okay, so it depends on how much impression you're generating in your marketing. That means how many eyeballs, ears, are getting exposed to your marketing message, right? Just wait for it. You just gotta wait. So now, the waiting game, this is what, once you position yourself and you create a marketing piece that's continuously marketing, without you having to put up bandit signs every week and still being exposed to $1,500 ticket from the city, right? That was a quick hint for you, right? Just make sure you're positioned in a place where you can be able to wait. You can be consistent, okay? Just wait for it, because everyone is different. It depends on how much impressions you're getting. So sometimes impressions may be too low to create momentum in impressions and numbers that you can see, right? And that's gonna kill you, and you're gonna get tired of waiting. And so if you know that you're positioned to get tired to wait, you're probably positioned to fail, okay? Because waiting is part of the game. But if you create enough impressions in a place where you don't have to break the bank, that's why I like the idea of $10 per day, right? Then you can win the game. So it's different for everyone, and gurus will throw numbers. So talk about throwing numbers, right? Gurus will throw numbers at you from their ass if you keep asking that question, right? If you keep asking enough times, someone is going to give you a number. Let me give you an example. So that same meeting where I was, another person asked a question and said, how long does it take? What's the response rate on direct mailing? And this guy just stood up and said, about 5%. And it was lying through his teeth. Okay, that was a bold-faced lie. Okay, nobody's getting 5% response rate from direct mailing. Not in real estate wholesaling. Especially not in targeting certain type of list that everyone else is targeting, right? So I knew that was a lie. If it was 2005, maybe 3% at most. If you're really good, if your yellow letter was standing out like that, you know, maybe you get 3%. And that 3% is not necessarily deals. These are just leads, right? So when he said 5%, and that was like around 2014, 15, something like that, it was a lie. Because nobody's getting that kind of response rate from direct mailing any longer, or unless it's particularly addressed to them from their cousin in jail. Okay? It's a lie. Okay? It's just a lie. And anytime gurus throw that number at you, many of them are not measuring, much less being able to tell you that number. Okay? But think about it. Direct mailing is dead. Yellow letters are dead. Okay? Yellow books are dead. Why? Because nobody is opening those books. It's not media anymore, okay? It's not the best medium for you to market on when it comes to being cost effective, when it comes to being effective in general. It's not the best. Can it still work? Yes, if you have a deep pocket, if you have a lot of money to waste, to burn, which nobody should. But again, gurus don't listen until it's too late, right? So you don't want to be jumping on the guru bandwagon. You want to find out what is working today. How are people being exposed to the marketing message that reaches them today? Obviously, that's through your phone, the one you're watching me on right now. How can you get on people's presence on their phone? The number one platform in the world is Facebook. So why would anybody want to argue with that? Okay. So again, how long does it take? It depends. It depends on how much impression you're getting. I cannot answer that question unless I know how much impression you're getting. And honestly, you should not be asking that question. Just find out what marketing you need to do. Find out a perfect place where you can be consistent. I think it's a minimum of $10 per day, which is $300 a month. However, Facebook will allow you to spend $5. But what that does is that the impression will be low and you won't see data for a while. And then remember, if you're positioned in a place where you can't wait, it's taking too long, hope deferred, right? you can fail, you can just turn off the campaign and say it doesn't work because you're human, right? So you want to create momentum, you want to have some kind of numbers coming in and be positioned for that kind of consistency. And that's really the game of entrepreneurship in general, okay? So how long it takes, it depends, okay? What I can tell you, I'll tell you how long it took me to find my first deal. I bought my first course. The first course I purchased was $3,000 in December 2004. I closed my first deal, $10,000, exactly $10,000, December of 2005. All right, so it took me 1 year. So 1 year to basically get completely polluted and not be able to go to 9-to-5 since then, I think it's worth it. So maybe you want to give yourself that ultimatum, 1 year. But personally, I would not give myself ultimatum in time or money, okay? That's why make sure your money is positioned in a place where the money you're spending, your budget, is not positioned where you can break the bank. Make sure it's something you can afford. $10, start with $10 and keep it going, right? And I'll show you how to do that if you come all the way inside, right? I spent $10, and when it comes to time, don't give yourself ultimatum on time. Your ultimatum is your first deal. Like, I will not stop. I will not quit this game until I close my first deal. If you already closed the first deal before, say to yourself, I will not quit this game until I close my next deal. So your first become your next deal, because every next deal is the first deal. Okay? You want to treat every next deal as a first deal. That's how you stay in the game and you keep winning the game. You stay hungry, right? That's how you do that. So it's really absolutely a question that's usually coming from a wrong place. But I also believe that with this video, maybe you can position your mind into the right, your mindset in the right place, and you can start winning in this game like the top 3% of the game. Not everybody's winning, okay? Most people, a lot of people are just noise, okay? A lot of people are just noise and they're not winning. I want to promise you that if you consistently position yourself for consistency and putting out marketing message into the market, you will win. That's called creating impressions. And don't measure your time against somebody else. Your time is against yourself, okay? How long did it take you to close your last deal? Just beat that. And then you win. And then you win. And you win most people in the game anyway by doing that, okay? So your ultimatum is your first or your next deal. Does that make sense? All right? So hopefully you've been enlightened and educated. Make sure you download the book, Smart Real Estate Wholesaling. If you're brand new here, make sure you click subscribe. If you're brand new here, make sure you click like on this video if you really like the message. I hope you do. And share this video with anybody you may know. And hopefully you've been enlightened, educated, and I'll see you on the next one. And peace.